This is Susan DeBrock, Telluride Inside and Out. The Telluride Gallery of Fine Art is putting up a group show of abstract art. It begins at this Thursday at the First Thursday Art Walk and includes a newcomer to the gallery's stable, Krista Harris from Durango, Colorado. Krista, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. So when did you become interested in putting marks on paper?
You know, I think I've always considered myself an artist that liked to draw. I, you know, started out that way, and just that love of paper and the mark-making process has always been an important part of my work, and I incorporate a lot of that in my current body of work. And I'm happy to have been able to found that sort of happy medium between drawing and painting. I think my work sort of straddles both of those venues.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. When did you decide the life of an artist was in your future?
You know, I've always been an artist, and I studied art professionally and got a fine arts degree, and then, you know, sort of did the classic thing where you get out of college and realize that you've got an art degree, but you've got to make a living. So I followed a slightly different path. I think not one that's not different to many artists. I did graphic design, illustration, art directing for, you know, a number of years, which I love doing. And it was a great career, but I got to that turning point in my life where, you know, I think it was right before I was 50 years old, and I thought, you know, I'm running out of time, and if I'm going to try pursuing a life as a professional artist, you know, time is of the essence. And I was no longer afraid of failing. I was afraid of, you know, not having tried. So I just decided to give it a go, and knock on wood, so far I've been very fortunate, and it's going great.
Wonderful. When you first started studying painting and printmaking, who were your biggest influences?
You know, early on, I think when I was in college, I was particularly interested by artists whose work was, you know, representational, fairly representational. I remember being really inspired by Toulouse-Lautrec's work, the work of Egon Schiele, Matisse, you know, some of the early impressionists. There was, I think he was a Hungarian artist named Hundertwasser, whose color work I really loved. So they influenced my work early on.
Thank you. And then as your work evolved, and as you're moving towards abstraction, why did you pledge allegiance to the abstract expressionists?
You know, I think what happened for me is really a similar story for many artists. I had done extremely realistic work, you know, almost photorealistic work in some senses, because I love to draw and I love the figure and the landscape. But, you know, I just grew sort of uninspired by it, and it wasn't very engaging for me. You know, the process seemed sort of methodical, and the end result didn't continue to engage me. When I was finished with the work, I was just like, well, there, it looks just like what it was supposed to. And so when I returned to doing artwork and sort of pursuing it full time, I had some figurative things in there, some nudes, some bicycles, some horses that sort of flittered in and out of my work. And then as time went on, you know, over the course of a couple of years, those all references to realism sort of began fading, and the process became more and more exciting for me. So I think that's a pretty classical experience.
Yeah. It's a natural evolution. I mean, you see it in the work of great artists like Mondrian. So,
yes,
it's sort of when you've said it all. When you've said it all. When you've said the obvious. It's nice to go sort of scratch below the surface and.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened for me. And then I also realized that the work you know, in the sort of non-objective or abstract expressionist vein, engages the viewer so much more. You know, for better or for worse, you know, some people it doesn't appeal to, but you know, when it works, and they have an opportunity to sort of become a part of the process, that is truly rewarding for me. You know, and I try not to give away too much or say too much about what it means to me, because I think really art's individual and it's meant to mean something different to everyone. So I really like that, that it leaves a lot open for interpretation.
Great. So how did you become part of Will Thompson's stable?
You know, I've been a fan of this gallery for many, many years and always visited when I got a chance, and I know a number of the artists that are represented there. And it was just by luck, you know, that he, I think, some of the women that the fabulous staff that work for him were visiting a friend of mine in Durango, jewelry artist Susan and Jeff Wise, and they have some of my work on their walls, and that's where they saw it, and so we sort of started having a discussion about the possibility of me being in the gallery as well, and so I'm thrilled. I can't wait.
Wonderful. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking to Krista Harris. She's a newcomer to the stable of the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art and represented by an upcoming show of abstract art that opens First Thursday Art Walk. Krista, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Susan.
You're welcome.